this review after Liverpool went to Frankfurt. They won 5-1. Dan, Neil and Sean. Start with Frankfurt, Sean. To be honest, I think it's interesting what happens there. Slot says post-match that he and his team watched 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 went into all of them games of the opposition. And he said not once did they play like this. Said they were expecting a 4-3-3 with a winger and a 9 press. Expecting a 4-4-2. Even expecting a 5-3-2, but they weren't expecting a 5-2-3, and that's what they did. He goes on to say it's a good thing that it's quite familiar now because Palace and United doing it, Burnley doing it. So is he just done a little bit in game? I mean, I guess when you look at them, they are 4-2-3-1 and new at the Champions League games, and it is a completely different setup. How much are Liverpool going to have to try and prepare for this? You know, people now seeing this is the way home as you play this system against Liverpool and it works. Do you think it's going to happen a lot more?
Possibly, especially if you're not. I think you're less likely to get it when you're coming up against the top teams. They're going to more make slight tactical tweaks. I don't think you're going to see. I mean, I'm not saying Frankfurt necessarily did this, but you're not going to get your Bayern Munich, your Real Madrid, your Paris Saint-Germain, your Arsenals sort of throwing the baby out with the bathwater in that sense. But I think against teams that feel if you were to pick a combined 11, it's going to be all Liverpool or a majority of it, then yeah. And the difficulty is everything's quite contradictory, isn't it, and hypocritical. Like we've been saying for a long, long time, even under Jürgen, that if you're a team that don't think you can go necessarily toe-to-toe with a Liverpool side, that the way that Liverpool tends to set up and with the use of Mo Salah, that perhaps this sort of 5-4-1, 5-2-3 is the way to go. So I suppose I would be and we would be a bit hypocritical if you didn't look at it from other teams going, well, you can understand why they would then look to do it. I think Liverpool have to be a little bit careful perhaps, and I think so much of what Slot says is very accurate, and I think it's great that he comes out and is quite open about things. At the same time, like when Jürgen used to talk about lunchtime kickoffs, there was a bit of me that was like, why don't we just see this as good? There's an old story about, I can't remember who it was in the military, of someone who just, whenever people came to him with bad news, he just said, good, because it gives us an opportunity to do A, B, C, or D. And, you know, if you've got loads of lunchtime kickoffs, I think your message publicly and privately has to be good, because we're going to be more used to that than anyone else. So let's make that an advantage, because actually we're not going to be able to control it ultimately. So what good does it do? Even though Liverpool got every right to moan about the scheduling and how often it is, like, do that behind closed doors and in the corridors of power and so forth. So talking about how teams are going more direct, longer, higher, setting up like this is all factually correct. But if there's a part of you that wants teams to stop doing it, I'm not sure talking about it in that way is going to do yourself too many favours. But